Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Reggie. Reggie writes from South Orange, New Jersey. And Reggie writes, Gerald, I've been arguing with my business partner about what sales price to start with on a house we just rehabbed. We want to get the highest price we can. Any suggestions? Well, that's a great question, Reggie, and I'm sure you and your business partner, like most people, want to get the highest price you can for the house that you're selling. One of the biggest mistakes that people make in trying to get the highest price is overpricing their property. And I understand the mistaken logic that a lot of people use in making that critical error. And normally it goes something like this. Let's say your house is worth $250,000. I'm just using that as an example. And you may say to yourself, well, let's start at $300,000 and see if we get any takers. Big mistake. And that is because the key to getting the highest price when you sell a property is getting it in front of as many willing and able buyers as possible. Willing meaning that they want to buy the house, they like it in its current condition and location. Able meaning that they can afford it, it's within their price range. But if you price it at $300,000 and it's really worth $250,000, you're going to attract willing and able buyers for a $300,000 home. When they look at the $250,000 home that you've overpriced at $300,000, after having been looking at $300,000 homes, they're going to look at your $250,000 home and say, no thanks, and it will sit unsold. And to make matters worse, because you get the most action on a property in the first 30 days that you put it on the market, you will have missed the normal initial flood of willing and able buyers. So that even if you reduce the price after that, buyers who do come along will probably be looking for an even steeper discount because they will conclude that there's something wrong with your property because it's been on the market so long unsold. So when you overprice a property, it works to your detriment as a seller. The key to selling your home and getting the highest price for it is, first and foremost, understanding what the actual market value is. You can do that with a comparative market analysis that looks at similar properties, same number of bedrooms, same number of bathrooms that have sold in that neighborhood in the last 6 months. Then what you want to do is use that as the basis for your asking price. Not some inflated price, but the real actual market value of the property. That will attract the most willing and able buyers, a maximum number of willing and able buyers, and will increase and maximize the likelihood that you get top dollar for your property. There's lots of independent studies that have shown that overpricing a property results in you actually getting a lower price for it. So thanks for your question, Reggie. Good luck. For more real estate information and tips, visit my blog at GeraldLucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.